This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digme, and this is Dig Me Discussions, our weekly interview series where we introduce you to a passionate personality and share their story with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. Hey everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Dig Your Dream Podcast for Dig Me Discussions interview number 41 with founder of PG Sports Marketing and host of the Average to Savage podcast, Paul Guarino. Guarino, a Sacred Heart University alum, shares his personal story of growing up in Connecticut, an avid sports fan, and how that love for sports led him to building PG Sports, a marketing agency with the mission to help athletes grow their brands everywhere and anywhere. During the growth of PG Sports, Guarino has worked with numerous professional athletes, developed an apparel brand around his agency, and has been mentioned in national publications like Forbes magazine, and has used the power of social media to interact with celebrities like Daymond John. Guarino also passes along some motivating advice on overcoming adversity, including his own personal experience of living a life with spinal muscular atrophy, and why obstacles, disabilities, or injuries should never keep you from getting out there and chasing your dreams. You'll also be surprised to find out how Guarino first learned about the Dig Me brand and how Gary Vaynerchuk's content creator, D-Rock, is responsible for Paul becoming a guest on the Dig Your Dream podcast. An awesome discussion with a guy who made a decision to build a business around his passion and is a great example of where a positive, ambitious mindset can lead you. So without further ado, here is Dig Me Discussions interview number 41 with founder of PG Sports Marketing and host of the Average to Savage podcast, Paul Guarino. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Dig Your Dream podcast for another Dig Me Discussions. Super, super excited today to have our special guest, Mr. Paul Guarino of PG Sports. This is a very, very cool interview for me. There's a little backstory to how this came about. So first of all, Paul, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. I'm super excited to introduce you to our growing audience and to share your story, which is extremely interesting and compelling. So Paul, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, so let's get right to it. Why don't you take a little bit of time, a minute or two, to introduce yourself, who you are, where you're from, a little bit of your backstory, maybe a little bit more insight on who you are as the person. Then we will dive into exactly what PG Sports is. I'm super interested to learn more about the business and company that you're building. But first, let's get to know who Paul is a little bit more.
Yeah, so I'm from West Haven, Connecticut. I went to Sacred Heart University in Fairfield. And then I studied sports management and marketing, always wanted to be a sports agent. And I just created PG Sports in the summer, going from my freshman year to my sophomore year of college. I just had a Twitter page. I just wanted to have like something like for after graduation, just, you know, I felt like a little foundation. And from there, I went from like apparel brand to now sports marketing, which we're going to get into. Yeah. And that's a little bit about myself.
I love it. I already love how this is going. So big sports fan, apparel, sports marketing. This is right up my alley as a former pro athlete and somebody who is in the apparel entrepreneur game myself. And also something else we have in common, our alma maters have the same initials. I'm a SHU guy myself, although I went to Seton Hall University. Yeah. I wore blue, you wore red, but it's still kind of cool. So let's talk a little bit about what you're doing now, post-college, you're getting into the business entrepreneurial world, you've started your own company, PG Sports. Talk a little bit or dive into a little more detail exactly what PG Sports is, what you've built, and exactly the direction of this business.
Yeah, so I mean, like I was saying before, so first it just started as a Twitter page, then I made t-shirts to promote the Twitter, and people like them. So I got my logo redesigned, which I still use today. Mm-hmm. And then it turned into an apparel brand without, like, that wasn't my plan at all. I mean, I didn't really have a plan either, but that wasn't the plan either. But so then that happened. And then I just started doing like influencer marketing before it was influencer marketing, and messaging pro athletes to wear it. And I'd say like 80% of the time, like, they'd do it in they'd if they didn't shout it out on social media, like I'd ask them for a picture and then I put it out. So that's how that went. And then from there, I just started doing more media stuff and doing like blogging and doing like a little like Players Tribune type stuff, like other people, maybe like, lesser famous athletes I'd get, and then they would write their own pieces. And then from there, I noticed I was helping athletes like get like interviews and sponsorships and stuff like that. And then I realized that could be like a career path. So now that's what I'm doing now is like sports marketing. And I also have a podcast too. And I started it 2018, called Average to Savage. So I wanted to not only interview, athletes.
Wow. Average to Savage. I love that. We'll talk about that a little bit. Pretty cool. I think what I just got from that is, your love for sports. The first thing that you did was you just started, right? Like you said, you originally didn't have a plan. That wasn't the plan, but because you started, things started to pick up for you. I want to ask, there are so many people out there that want to start their own business. A lot of people are into sports, into apparel. You did something that a lot of people either ask themselves, should they do? They're hesitant to do. Influencer marketing. You basically just took it upon yourself and said, you know what? How I'm going to start is I'm going to reach out to X amount of athletes. I'm just going to reach out to them, send them messages, see if they're willing to get back to me. And more than likely, if they do, I'll be able to send them some stuff. Talk a little bit about whether or not that really does work. It sounds like it worked for you. And second part of the question is, okay, it does work. So now you have these athletes getting back to you saying, Paul, absolutely, PG Sports, I'll give it a shot. Send me some gear. But the problem is, because I've been down that road before too, is what if all these people get back to you? You're sending out a bunch of free gear. And maybe you're not getting sales. How does someone like you who's just starting stay in business?
So first was, first of all, I don't think that really works as much as it used to because you know, everybody's hitting up athletes and celebrities to do that. So, I definitely know what you're saying because, it was way different back then too, because I used to get inventory, like a lot of inventory. So then it was way different. Just, you know, the sizes, I'm sure, you know, just like every time I'd get them, then I'd write down which sizes sold the most. Yeah. And then I'd order more of those the next time. And then it'd be totally different the next time.
Yeah.
So that was like nuts. And then it would take me, I remember I lost out on some people because it took me so long to get products, but now there's like, you know, there's all different print on demand systems.
Yeah.
So it's totally different. Investing in yourself and taking that L of sending free product because that grows the brand. I definitely took a lot of L's, but not really, because that like is what made PG Sports what it is today.
100%. So for all aspiring entrepreneurs out there, you have to be willing to take a lot of L's, right? I mean, that's part of the strategy. And if you're not willing to take those losses, you're never going to be able to build something where you're able to enjoy a big win. I think that's very well said. So let's talk PG Sports. When did you start it? What year did you start and introduce PG Sports?
Yeah, I started in 2011. Yeah, and I'll tell you another funny story, because I had I was always eBaying like as a kid. So I had like a PayPal credit card in my mom's name. And it was like, so I didn't have a website yet, and people kept on saying you need a website. And I was like, I don't know if I need a website. So then I hired the guy that did my logo. He made like a package deal for me. It was like 36 t-shirts, the logo, like all the social media stuff. And that was the original. So that was like $1,000, and I just put it on a credit card. Like I didn't have $1,000 at the time I was in college.
Yeah.
So I just put it on a credit card. I wouldn't suggest it, but I mean, that's a way you could get started.
Yeah.
What was the question again?
Yeah. I was just asking about like, you know, when you're building your company, like, you know, you said you debuted in 2011.
Right.
After you debuted, you know, what was that initial first step? So you just started talking about, you know, you got your logo and you got that deal, and did you have a website? So in 2011, is that what you did? You introduced a logo, you had some gear. When did you drop your website/blog where people actually can see or read or, you know, just feel as a consumer that this company, PG Sports, was actually real?
Oh, okay. So yeah, I mean, it was a way longer process. 2011, I would say it was just like, it started in June, so it was like halfway through the year.
Yeah.
And I just had the t-shirts with like a paint bucket font. Like I just had it. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But, and actually,
I've been there. Don't worry about that. Yeah. I've been there.
And actually, the first guy to ever wear my stuff was my favorite player growing up was Chuck Knoblauch.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
That is dope, man. Good for you. That's dope. Yeah.
And so it was 2012 when I got the logo redesigned. I believe it was like March 2012.
Okay.
And the guy that I found, I was a Marshawn – oh, I am a Marshawn Lynch fan. And this is before he had his own apparel line, Beast
yeah.
Mode.
Yeah.
And this guy, I was looking for Beast Mode shirts, and this guy was making them, and they're officially licensed by Marshawn Lynch. And then he had like a score predictor for the Super Bowl to win a shirt, and I mm-hmm. predicted the exact score as the Patriots, Giants. And then I won the t-shirt, and then that's how I got in contact with them more, because then like he knew I was like real.
Yeah.
And then that's how that happened with the story that I told you before. From there, 2012, that's when I started all the clothing, 2013 clothing. I don't really remember what year I started the blog. I don't remember. I don't know. It was in between. And I don't know, probably like not so like 2016 when I got my second or third website. Mm-hmm. And I started learning how to make my own websites.
Okay.
And then I started blogging a lot. And then from there, that's when I started. I mean, I work with like a bunch of different athletes from every sport over the years now. So just made connections through that.
Amazing. So basically, like this business, like so many others, it really is all about connections, right? So, yeah. You know, with all these athletes, you know, it's called PG Sports, and you're in the apparel game, but also the marketing game. Mm-hmm. If I was an athlete, which I was back in the day, a pro athlete, but let's say a current pro athlete that you're reaching out to, and I'm interested in continuing this discussion and or, you know, potentially interested in growing a relationship with you and PG Sports, what exactly are you bringing to the table for said athlete? You know, what skill set, what opportunities? If you had to pitch me right now, if you had a meeting or a Zoom call after this podcast interview today where you're trying to land your next interested athlete, what's your pitch? Why do I want to work with PG Sports?
Yeah, so like one initial thing that I always wanted to do, which I'm pretty much doing it now, is just like connecting all the athletes that I work with together. So it's like kind of different because like even big agencies don't connect their own athletes together. Mm-hmm. And since I work with all different athletes, it's cool because like even so say it's like a boxing fighter or a UFC fight. And then I ask or I connect them and I'm like, yo, could you shout out this guy? Like wish him good luck on his fight like wish him good luck on the season. So things like that is like, I think it's kind of unique. And just building like personal relationships with them. Like I know a lot of people just have them signed to like, and they'll just bring them like a deal and that's mm-hmm. it. And they won't talk to them. But like I have personal relationships with all the people that I work with. So, so I think that's, I mean, I don't want to say that's unique either, but that's, I think people like that. And what I'm finding out now is, these bigger agencies, if you're not like an A-lister, they're not really paying attention to you or like helping you make money off the field.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that, would you say that you're specializing in, of course, anybody would want the A-list, athletes, A-list yeah. celebrities, but do you find like maybe your niche is maybe the B or the C athletes right now? Hopeful develop their, you know, develop them and their brands, and then hope that they perform on the field where they could eventually go to an A list and they have that relationship with PG Sports. Is that kind of like a strategy that you're implementing yeah. with your company?
Yeah. So, I mean, the best part about more rewarding is when I'm starting with people that, aren't at the top. So just like, one of the boxers I work with, Tremaine Williams, he just had a world title fight. I've been working with him for like 3-4 years now. And like that's the pinnacle. I mean, he lost, but it didn't matter because like we made it all the way. So he was. I think I started working with him when he was like 8-0, and now he's 19-1.
That's so, incredible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
and that's really what it's all about, right? Yeah. It's really about somebody finding someone else who believes in them before mm-hmm. their name blows up, before they have all that success. And I think that's kind of where I think you're going to find a tremendous amount of success with that kind of strategy. I think it's pretty awesome. Yeah. Let's get back into the apparel game. So where's PG Sports in regards to apparel right now? So you're making designing apparel for these athletes and or for a general consumer to check out your website and go shopping. Is that where you're at?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's not like my main focus now, but I still love doing that. So yeah. I'm still going to do that. And then, for next year, it's like the 10-year anniversary. So I'm definitely going to launch like some kind of cool collection for that.
Yeah. Very neat. And, just as somebody who's in the apparel game, do you, are you selling product, or you know, are you excited when you see the orders come in online, and when the orders are coming in online, how's the customer getting them? Are you still packing and shipping it yourself? Like, are you really hands-on in that part of your business?
I'd say both, because like I said, I use print on demand, but
mostly
for hats though, I usually order inventory because I love hats anyways. And then like when it's adjustable, it's just like, you know, you could sell them to anybody. So it's, I'm fine with having those on deck. I'm not fine with having a bunch of 2X shirts on deck.
Trust me. I know the pain. I know the pain of over ordering and sitting on a bunch of inventory. That has been a hard lesson over the years for me to learn and also to get better at. That's for sure. Let's talk a little bit about challenges and obstacles. I mean, a lot of people that are starting to listen to the Dig Your Dream podcast are aspiring entrepreneurs. You know, they are people that want to start their own businesses, whatever it may be, whether it's something in the sports industry like you or the fashion apparel industry like myself or anything. A lot of times people go into it and they're like, man, I'm going to be the next, you know, CAA or Vayner Sports, or I'm going to be the next, Tommy Hilfiger or Calvin Klein or who, you know, whoever their famous favorite fashion brand is. And they fail to forget that becoming an entrepreneur, taking that step, there are a tremendous amount of pitfalls and obstacles or challenges where the majority of people never get to the finish line because it's just so hard. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about one or two or a few challenges that you have faced since you have made the decision to start PG Sports? Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a time in this experience where you said, this is way too much, too many L's, I can't get back up from this? Talk a little bit about the challenges of being an entrepreneur and someone who's trying to build something special.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody has those moments where they want to quit. I definitely have. And just, you know, I don't know really what, like kept me going, but I just always wanted to just keep on doing it because I always wanted to work for myself. Like, I don't want to, you know, have a 9-to-5. I already did that. And, so yeah, I think that's probably my main motivation is just, you know, working for myself. And like, I always say like consistency is key because I've seen like a lot of people, you know, start something and stop something, or like start it for a month then go back to it 3 months later, or like start it or do it for a year and then say, oh, then it make money. But it's not like, I mean, it's cliche, but sometimes you really can't make money until like certain years or whatever. It might take years. So I don't know how else to put it in that, but yeah, they have to just keep on going.
You just got to keep on going. You said it best. I mean, it is cliche, but it's also very, very true. Right. Consistency is key. How I look at it, you know, this is about you and your story, but as you know, I'm also in the apparel game after my pro career. I've dove into my fashion brand full time, and you know, it can take years and years to build something that is not only successful but profitable. And I think my bit of advice that I would tell any entrepreneur is you have to truly love it and be passionate about it and be willing to ride it out for a long time. And what I would give a caveat to that too, if that means that you have to have a part-time job or possibly have a career other than that and have this passion project or future full-time job that you want to have, that might have to be your side hustle until it grows enough for you to do it full time. And to your point, a lot of people, when things get hard, they either quit, they don't see it through. And a lot of times the reason why they don't see it through is because they're not able to stay consistent throughout the process.
Yeah, I think, and I don't think people should be like embarrassed of like having a part-time job or anything else. Like, I do freelance jobs all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, and that's the other thing that I don't like about when you apply to a job and then if you have your business on your resume, and then they're like, but why do you want this job?
Yeah.
And it's just like, you're not trying to say you're not successful, but you need to make a living. So it's
100%.
They don't understand it. And it's, I mean, it's sad that they don't understand it because they should. I mean, they it's probably something that they never did.
Exactly. You just hit the nail on the head. You know, that's why some people, they don't understand that because, being willing to take a chance, being willing to say, I want to be an entrepreneur, being willing to take a leap to try to build something. For me, even if somebody fails at it, if they don't get to the finish line, to me, I think there is something to be said for that. And they should be commended for the attempt because most people don't even try, right? Most people don't even try. And you and I can relate to that. So let's talk about your experience with PG Sports. You have worked with many professional athletes. I've noticed on your social media, you've also had some really cool interactions with some big time stars. Over the summer, you had an opportunity to speak to the likes of Damon John and talk to him about business, and where he passed along some advice to you on how to build your business. And then as well, let's let the audience know how you and I came together with the power of social media. You follow D-Rock. Yeah. D-Rock, I hope I'm not you know, saying his role incorrectly, but D-Rock is very close with Gary Vaynerchuk. For those of you who don't know who Gary Vaynerchuk is out there, that is probably just a sin in itself, but Gary V is one of the biggest personalities and successful entrepreneurs in this space. So D-Rock is on his team. D-Rock is the guy who cuts all the video and edits all the video and brings all that content to life. You follow D-Rock. I follow D-Rock. A few weeks ago, D-Rock posted something like, hey, listen, I got some of my followers who are looking to hop on a podcast, share their story. Is anyone out there? And within a couple of minutes, you replied, I replied, and now you're on the Dig Your Dream podcast. So talk a little bit about the power of social media, what you're doing to use social media to help PG Sports, and just talk about how this all played out, how you being on my show today, how it played out, and just your perspective on the whole thing. And before you answer, thanks, D-Rock. This has turned out to be a great experience, so I appreciate the hookup, my man.
Yeah, I've been saying, I tweeted out, I was like, D-Rock is my PR guy now.
I love it. I love it. That's great, man.
Yeah, so I would say, I've totally forgot what we were talking about, but what was the question again? Sorry.
Yeah, like, you know, just how you've ended up on the show, you know, like you follow D-Rock, I follow D-Rock, and just kind of like the power of social media and following certain either celebrity type people or people that have large platforms and large audiences, which, you know, D-Rock now has. So just talk a little bit about how the power of social media has and will impact you and PG Sports moving forward, and how you like how this whole played out, how you ended up on the Dig Your Dream podcast.
Yeah. So I'd say if social media wasn't around, PG Sports wouldn't be around. So that's how, like, I built my brand. I love social media, but I mean, it isn't good, but most of the times it is for me. And yeah, just connecting. I mean, that's why it's awesome, just because, like, we wouldn't be even talking right now. But actually, I did know about you, though, before D-Rock and all this, because I saw your brand, like, a long time ago, like, through PG Sports, just, like, following brands. And, yeah, I already know about you, and you were played for the Long Island Ducks.
Yeah.
And since I went to Sacred Heart, I worked for the baseball team, and obviously the Bluefish played there, so.
Yeah, that's right, man.
You were there, so.
Very cool.
We probably crossed paths without knowing it.
Before. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. That's what's so cool about it, you know, doing these interviews and catching up with people. That's very, very cool. So we know about the power of social media, and I agree with you 100%. I'm very half full for sure. I'm a very positive dude. And yes, there's a lot of negative on social media, but I'm one of those guys that I believe if you're looking for the negative or you're going to add to the negative, that's where it is. But if you look on social media to connect and to interact and to be part of a community, that's where all the positivity and the growth is. And I think you and I have that in common. So like you joke around, D-Rock is now your PR guy, right? And the power of social media allowed someone like you to be able to reach out to Damon John and, you know, to talk to him for a few minutes on, I believe, on Instagram or one of the social media platforms. There's so much that can be done there. So what is next for PG Sports and for you, Paul, using social media? Are you going to continue to reach out to pro athletes? How are you going to grow your brand? Talk a little bit about how you're going to use social media to grow PG Sports.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what I always do, is just reach out on social media, even trying to get new clients. So, I mean, my goal is obviously to always get new clients. Like I really want to work with an NBA player. So actually at the beginning of the year, I DM'd like every single NBA player. So, I mean, it took a couple of weeks cause like the limit, but, I think like maybe like 5 or 6 people got back to me. Nothing happened like officially to work together, but like, I still kind of know them now because I talked to them. So that's cool. And then, you know, yeah, just the power of social media. I mean, like I said before, that's just like how my whole brand was built. So just using that, and especially like LinkedIn now, Because I've been getting a lot of hits on there. So I've been using that more and more. I mean, I think Instagram is kind of, I don't want to say dying down, but it's kind of getting weird. But that's why I think like Twitter, like I think Twitter had a peak like when I first started, and then it died down. And now I think Twitter's back on the rise. And I think Instagram's kind of on the decline a little. And then obviously like TikTok, but I'm not really into that one yet. But
You haven't jumped on a TikTok band.
Do want to go? I do want to go like viral on TikTok, but like I don't know what like the video's gonna be.
You know, do you, as someone like I keep saying, as someone who's in the space like I am, you know, entrepreneur building a business. I hear this a lot, and I wonder if you feel the same way. Social media is awesome, right? And it's a way to share your story and get your personality out there, which I love. But there seems to be so many platforms. Do you ever feel like you're overwhelmed? Like, you know, there's Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Instagram and now TikTok. And there's some other ones that if you, you know, there's Twitch and there's YouTube. And do you ever feel like, wow, the only way people that are winning the most, that are getting their story heard the most or their company's growing the fastest is they're on all of the platforms. But do you ever feel like me that you're like, hey, there's only one Paul. There's only one PG Sports. I only have X amount of hands. How am I able to get my content on all of the platforms where people can see it? Do you ever get discouraged that you feel like there's just too many of them and I'm never going to be able to get enough content out to get enough eyeballs or grow a larger audience to grow my business to where I want it to be?
I would say kind of not really at the same time, because like, I mean, I focus on like, you know, like I said, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, but now I'm like on LinkedIn too, but LinkedIn I'm using more for like personal, not for business. Well, both, but like I'm saying I'm posting on my personal, not my business page. But yeah, I mean, I'd say like, like the other platforms, like I'd love to get more content out, but like, that's not my, I guess, forte for that stuff. But like, sure, like if I had somebody else doing it, that's great. But I would say I would say like I don't really like when people only use like Instagram either, because I remember like the day it crashed and everyone was just like, going crazy, and I was like, yo, this is why you have to have Twitter or like Facebook or something else. So like I think you have to it's basically just like investing, like you have to diversify your portfolio.
Yeah, you gotta have a diverse portfolio. You can't put all your eggs in one basket. That's I think that's a great bit of advice.
The same thing is happening with the TikTokers now.
Yeah.
Because they're like they have millions of followers on TikTok. Then you go on their Instagram, they have like 2,000.
100% Exactly. Yeah, that truly is incredible. Let's go back real quick. You said something that I thought was very interesting. You said one of your dreams, one of your ambitions is to work directly with an NBA player or NBA players. You took the time to DM every player in the league. I'm not as familiar. I'm an NBA fan, but what's the roster? 12, 15 guys times how many teams? 30 teams, whatever that is. 300-400 players. I'm not even doing the math correctly, but that's a few hundred players. And you said 4, 5, 6 of them got back to you. That is kind of like a strategy that I know Gary Vee talks a lot about, that 99.9% of people who say they want it won't do things like that. Those 4, 5, or 6 responses that you got, did it make it worth it? Did it make all those DMs, all those messages, all the time typing? Was it worth it? And do you think that is a strategy that works? You know, you send out hundreds of messages to only get 4 or 5 back. What's your thought process now that you took time to do that? Was that strategy worth it for you?
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to try at least. I mean, like I said, I didn't land a client, but I think I've made some new relationships that I could hit them back and they will respond, like, or even get them on my podcast, which will still be valuable to me.
Awesome. Let's talk about your podcast. From Average to Savage?
Yeah, just Average to Savage. Yeah.
Average to Savage. I love that. How long have you been doing it?
It's 2018.
Oh, okay. So me too. 2018. What kind of show is it? Are you doing it weekly, once a month? Like, what's the deal?
Trying to do it weekly. Sometimes I release more than one, or sometimes I release none. It's been, and I'm trying to make it consistent as possible, but it's been difficult now that I started video too, so the editing is kind of takes longer.
And are you self-taught? Like, do you know how to edit? You do all that stuff on your own?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's not a good thing on my end. But for me, one of my fears has always been, I don't like doing something that I'm not good at, or I don't believe that I can get good at. So I've always been extremely creative. I love doing, especially since I retired from playing pro ball, I really love this whole creating content, not just designing clothes and designing stores, things that I've done for Digme. I joked around with you before we started recording is the problem with creating content that I love is I'm not really good at creating quality content. So I'm learning right now how to edit video and all that. But one of the things I'm sure you agree with, the only way you're going to get good at something is to dive in and do it, be willing to put out a video and say, hey, here's my 1 minute, 10 minute video. And you edited it and you're so proud. And then people get back to you and say, yo, Ray, that's terrible. It absolutely sucks. But that's the only way you're going to learn. Do you feel the same way about some of the stuff that you're working on now?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like just learning everything pretty much. Cause I feel like I don't know what the quote is, or maybe I just made it up, but it's like, something about like, you should be able to do like every job, like to down to the janitor. So it's like, that's how I feel like I should be able to do something. Like if I have to tell some, or if I have to ask somebody to do something, like I should be able to do it if they can't, or do it or something like that, or show them how to do it. So I think just learning everything, like I still use iMovie. Like I know how to use other ones, but like iMovie's fine. For what I'm doing basic stuff for that. I'm like, that's why I say like I know Photoshop and all that, but I'm not like advanced. I'm not gonna say like I'm a graphic designer. I know how to do. If you need me to throw a flyer together, I can do that. So I feel like knowing a little bit of everything is good.
Yeah, I love what you just said. You know, yeah, man, you want to be well versed that, you know, if you're eventually going to grow your business and be your own CEO and work for yourself and do the executive leadership kind of skill sets and talents, you should also be willing to pack and ship the order. You should be able to sweep the floor. Yeah. I think that's a sign of a great owner, a great leader. I'm glad you brought that up. That's something that anyone who's listening to this interview and this episode should definitely take to heart. You want to be well-versed and you want to be able to do all the skill set of your company. Very cool. Dig Your Dream Podcast. We named the Dig Your Dream Podcast because I want people to share their personalities and their stories. But I also want them to share what their next biggest goal, their next biggest dream that they're digging for. So is there a dream client for you? Is there a dream opportunity, a dream project, a dream relationship that you want for PG Sports? Who is it? What is it? Dive in. Let us know. If you could have any client right now or any project, what would it be?
So that's funny. So I get this question twice on two different podcasts. Okay. So I've been saying like the three clients. I said Fernando Tatis Jr.
Oh yeah, man. He's electric. Oh, yeah, he's electric.
And that's why it's funny too, because like I grew up like a baseball fan, and I don't work with any baseball players, so it's pretty.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I work with Adam Greenberg.
But, yeah.
No current. Oh yeah, do you play with him?
Are
you
playing against him? No, I played against him. You know, I know Adam. I know his story. Wow, what a story. So you work with him now that he's post baseball?
Yeah, I was helping him when he made he published his book and
promoting that and stuff. Yeah, very cool, man. Yeah. So that's on your resume. That's a good look right there.
Yeah.
Very and cool. And
I'd say any UConn player pretty much, because that's the other thing I forgot to mention, like going after people at the beginning. Since I'm from Connecticut, I would go after, like, I'd look up the pro athletes born from Connecticut and then say, like, yo, I'm from Connecticut.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to wear my stuff. And then that's, like, instant connection already. So that's, like, maybe a secret tip for anybody that's starting a brand or anything. Like, look at the people that are from your area.
Absolutely. Great tip.
Yeah. And because now I work with I've been working with Renee Montgomery. She played at UConn for like 7 years. I've known her, and we started working together like officially like 2 years ago.
Yeah, the WNBA star, right? Yeah.
Yep. And now she sat out for social injustice, and then she always wanted to be on TV after. So it's like now I'm doing like I'd say quote unquote post career stuff, which I didn't think, and it's like kind of a different world, and I'm doing all the things like an agent would do for athlete basically so that's been wild. And and then the last person I've been saying, Jamar Chase, he's on LSU, and he just skipped the season to go to the NFL because obviously COVID and everything.
Wow. Well, it's cool, man. So you got your list of people you want to work with. I love it. Here's a question real quick. And I love this interview because I feel like I'm learning because I'm not in that, sports agency marketing kind of space that you're kind of in. Is there ever cross marketing or cross relationships between agencies? So for example, could someone like you, you're relatively still new, relatively small boutique-ish kind of marketing firm. Can someone like you reach out to a CAA, to a Vayner Sports, to some of these other agencies and say, hey, listen, I'm Paul Guarino from PG Sports. I could bring X to the table. I'd love to work or assist with some of your athletes. Or is it very like, shut the door, this is our space, don't bother us if you're in the same space kind of industry?
No, I think I think they're open to it because, like I said before, they don't, some of the agencies might not do it. Or they say they do it and they don't do it. So I already been approached before by agencies. I haven't reached out before. I don't think yet, but I'm probably going to do that. I thought about that already. But I got hired last year by a NFL agency to just help them, get like care packages and stuff for players. And then another agency I've been trying to work with. We've been going back and forth. So yeah, that's like a thing. Like, and I see it all the time. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but like there could be an athlete with multiple like marketing people.
Of course. Yeah.
So, so that's why sometimes it's interesting because sometimes it might be like white labeled. So like you'd be technically working for, let's say like ABC Sports, right? But I wouldn't be able to post on like PG Sports, or it might be the opposite.
Understood.
Or it might be the opposite where they're encouraging that. So then you could post them and stuff on your page.
Wow. Yeah. Very complex, very detailed kind of business, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's continue with the growth of PG Sports. People get this all the time, regardless of what industry or what career they're in. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, Paul Guarino and PG Sports are where?
I hate that question, but I'll answer. I don't really like looking that far, but I mean, hopefully just doing what I'm doing now and just having more and more clients in every sport, maybe like one person in each sport. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great goal. One in each sport. And you know how it goes, man. Word of mouth, right? You get one athlete that really believes in you and it's come to trust what you've done for he or she. And the next thing you know, they have a teammate or a colleague in their industry and they're like, hey, listen, I got a guy. Next thing you know, you have two clients and then five clients and so on and so forth. So I think that you're on the right path. Next question that I have for you, forget about business. Let's just talk life a little bit. What advice do you have for somebody that is, dealing with a life challenge? Maybe there's an obstacle they have personally. It has nothing to do with professionally. It has nothing to do with them being in the office or in their career, or maybe even in the classroom. A lot of people are going through a lot of things, especially now. It seems that we're living in very challenging times. Whether it's social unrest in our country, whether it's the pandemic of the coronavirus that has impacted millions of people's health and of course the economy. I believe September, I hope I'm getting this right, I'm almost positive it's Suicide Prevention Month. There's a whole bunch of different topics and issues that people deal with on a daily basis. For those people listening that are like, dude, man, I'm so glad that I was introduced to Paul. I'm going to check out PG Sports. He seems like a dope guy. I wonder if he's ever going through any challenges or obstacles like me. And how does he overcome it? How does he get through it? How does he wake up every day motivated to not let that stop him and continue to work on his PG Sports marketing company and stay motivated to keep moving forward? So if you can, maybe two part, have you had any real personal challenges in your life that you've had to fight through or you're going through now? And what would be your advice to any of the listeners who may be going through something like that and is keeping them back from moving forward and chasing their dream?
Yeah. So, I mean, when I was 10, I got diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy. So then like by 16, I was using like a wheelchair. And then by 18, I was like fully in a wheelchair, I'd say. So, I kind of like when after I was 10 and stuff, I knew I would eventually be in a wheelchair. I just didn't know what year or what, how old I was. So, I don't really know. I don't really remember how I overcame it. I just, you know, I think the first year I was like really upset and stuff, but, after that I just figured it out and just like adapted to change. And so I think that's like one big thing is always like adapting to change. Obviously with coronavirus, everyone had to adapt. And, but I think, on a positive note for Corona, I think it's showing that how much technology we actually have and people are actually utilizing it is good and definitely good for the future. And learning that, you know, when Jobs used to say like these positions can't be remote and now everything is remote and they figured it out. So anything is possible from working from home.
Yeah. Wow. What a great answer. And yes, you have dealt with a very personal challenge. And that is something that I think a lot of people take for granted is, you know, their health and the ability to walk or to run or to talk, or, you know, there's so many things that we do on a daily basis that we take for granted that there are others, someone like you who may not be able to do the same kind of things. That's why I'm sure you are such a positive, encouraging guy, because you're like, wait a minute, if I can do it, you can do it as well too. Have you ever thought about getting out there, public speaking, sharing your story about how someone like you has not allowed that to hold you down and stop you from building something great and chasing your dreams?
I thought about it, but I don't really like doing that kind of stuff. But I mean, if someone wants to hire me to do it, I'm down.
that's a great advertisement right there. I might have to cut that little snippet right there and put it out there and see if anybody reaches out to you. But I'll tell you what, I could see you doing it. I mean, listen, you fast forward a year, 3, 5, 10 years out, PG Sports grows, you got a bunch of clients, people realize that, wait a minute, this guy not only built a great business, but he did it overcoming, you know, a personal setback. I think it's a great example. And I think that more and more people need to hear from people like you, because like I said, I think that there's so many of us that are guilty of getting upset over little things or taking very big things that we're very lucky to have for granted. And I think a lot of times perspective really is key. And I think you would be a great example for people to learn more about. So from where I sit, I commend you. And like how we like to say here at Digme, you know, I tip my cap to what you've overcome and what you continue to do. Speaking of Digme and tip your cap, I want to get your opinion as a fellow entrepreneur, someone who is in the apparel space a little bit. You said you knew about me from back in the day a little bit, which is kind of cool, but also not cool because it makes me feel a little old. But talk to me a little bit about someone who's creative, who's built a business. What do you think of Digme, our brand, especially our logo? I'd just love to hear your initial thoughts about what that logo, you know, what comes to your head first thing. And as you know, we've had some relationships with a lot of pro athletes as well too. We've had our stuff in some national retailers, but we're still trying to get over the hump. And you know, it's like, it's really, really tough. You kind of get there. And the hardest thing is to get there, stay and get over the hump. And we're working hard just like you. So what are your thoughts about our Digme project, our name, our logo? And if we hired you as a consultant, what would be something that you would do to either change or recommend that could help improve our brand?
Yeah. Well, I definitely like the name, because it's supposed to be like Dig Me, right? Like,
yeah.
Yep. So yeah, and I remember seeing it because you had a lot of MLB players wearing it.
Yep.
And then obviously I figured out that you're a pro baseball player, so it made sense.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think the tip your cap saying is obviously cool, and I think people get that.
Yeah.
I think most people would understand what that means. I don't know, because you know, you find out a lot of things that people don't understand a lot of times.
You're absolutely right.
Which is funny. I haven't checked it out. I don't think I checked out the newer stuff, but I remember like the older stuff that I remember was cool. I remember like the New York City sign one.
Yeah.
It was old, I think. Right. And then, I can't remember. I just remember like a lot of, I remember like Eric Young Jr. wearing it.
Yeah, that's right. He was our boy. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's cool. I have to check out what you've been doing recently.
Yeah, very cool. One of the things that I learned from you today is, you know, I'm Ray Digme, right? So I'm the guy that's, you know, in charge of this little team that we have and the project. One of the things that I got from you is, you know, not being scared to just put yourself out there. You know, you said you've DM'd a lot of pro athletes. You just really reached out. You just had the courage to ask. And I think that's something that we need to do more of as we continue to try to either establish and build new relationships, but also grow our social media. And it's something that I've been hesitant to do now that I'm diving into social media. I was more of a creative guy. Let's design the coolest of t-shirts and sweatshirts and hats that people want to wear. I've opened my own store. We've been in some other stores. But I've asked myself, how come we're not growing as fast as some other brands on social media? To your point, you got to put in the time. You got to establish a relationship, be part of the community. Is that something, is that advice that you would pass along to anybody who's looking to build their brands? And their brands don't have to be clothing. It could be a personal brand. It could be any other type of business. Is that something that you highly recommend, is to really dive into social media and be part of a community?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think, it's crazy. Like just what you just said, like, I think it pertains to anybody's brand. Like, it doesn't matter. Like the same thing, like when I'm working with, like, I might start working with, like, you know, other entertainers or like actresses or actors. And it's just like, it's pretty much all a similar, path of like things you have to do to grow basically. And just like getting on podcasts like this and like people need to tell their story to get themselves out there and in like articles and stuff like that, like PR basically. And, but yeah, definitely social media and just, you know, connecting with people. That's why I like Twitter better, because you could actually like kind of like talk to the person.
Yeah, yeah.
On Instagram, like, you could leave a comment and a comment back, but like, is that really going to be a conversation? Maybe. And then you, I mean, obviously you can message them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I, like I said before, I think you should definitely be on at least like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yeah.
So that should be one thing. And then, yeah, just interact with the people too. And be, you gotta be genuine. You can't just be like, you can't just say like everything's like great.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that's where most people really are hesitant, or they're apprehensive, is a lot of times people want to show their wins. They want to show the cool vacation. They want to show, you know, hanging out with their coworkers at happy hour, or like, you know, having fun on the weekends. Whereas we know, regardless of how awesome you're doing in life, we know that you're going to get your ass kicked from time to time. You're going to get punched in the jaw every once in a while. And to your point, I think that enough of us, and I'm personally trying my best to share more of that, is, listen, if you get knocked down, if you had a bad day at work, if somebody just broke up with you, if the store said, hey, Ray, Digme absolutely stinks, it's the corniest brands of all time, I never want to carry your stuff ever again, we shouldn't hide from that. We should share that. What are your thoughts about using social media to really, really showcase your losses?
Yeah. So actually, that's funny, because I thought about, I think that was like one of my goals at the beginning, like, because I was like, you know, like all the, just like tweeting about stuff and just like experiences that I had that were interesting. And, you know, yeah, like showing your failures, because like that, then that's real stuff. And like, that's like one of my things, is just like being real.
Yeah.
And then I actually just thought an idea, like, what if you did an alternate tip my cap with a guy with the actual like baseball hat?
You know, that has come up, a few times. I love where your mind is. I will say this, I'm not going to say when we're going to release something like that, but, my team and I have discussed that in length recently. Okay. And my guess is, once we get through this, what has been a ridiculously crazy and weird year of 2020, you may see something like that for the very first time in 2021. And if we do, I'll be sure to send you that new hat for sure. Let me get you for a couple more questions before I get you out of here today. Very, very important. I always ask this. If someone said to you, Paul, listen, man, I want to try something. I want to start a business. I want to be like you. I want to start a marketing business. I want to open a barbershop. I want to open a deli. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a doctor. But then they say, you know, I don't have the money, or I want to start blogging, but I'm not really a good writer, or I'm just nervous to open a business because I know I'll fail. I've never been good at anything. Or I want to ask that girl on a date, but I know she's going to say, no, I'm not good looking enough. Yeah. What would you say to that person? Would you say, yeah, man, I know it's tough, you know, figure it out? Or what would you say to encourage them to not listen to that negative self-talk? What would the wise word from Paul be to that person?
Well, a funny story. One time, one of my friends from high school like messaged me, and he was talking about, like, I thought he was about to talk about, like, he wants to be like a do some entrepreneurship or something. And then he was like, I want to be like an actor. And I was just like totally thrown off. And I was just like, well, all right, well, I think you need to get like headshots. You got to do this and this. And the, like, I kind of figured it out just like by thinking about it. And then, and I was like, yeah, I know it's like really, really hard to even make it in the industry. Obviously we're in the New York City area, but still. I told him like things that he should do to try to do it and then see what happens. But, yeah, just any advice, like I would just at least try it for anything in general. And what's the worst that could happen? I mean, if back to saying if you had no money, if they're my age, I think you could figure it out because you're supposed to be making money.
Yeah.
At this point, or you should have some kind of money to spend. But you don't obviously need money for everything, but I'm saying if you just have like internet, you could still do something. There's ways to do something. You could go make it with the digital online printing today. You could go make a design today and put it on a website today, sell it today.
Yeah. So basically is you just got to do it. You just got to start. Yeah. And you got to be willing to lose. I think that's really ultimately where you have to go with it is you have to be willing to lose. And that's the next part of the important part of this last question is, when is it time to quit? Mm-hmm. Or I know where my mindset is, and probably some people will listen. They've heard this kind of question before. And I know some people that will smile at me and say, yeah, Ray, we agree. And in the back, you know, when I leave the room, they're like, this guy's crazy. You know, how is he doing it so long? When is it time to quit? Or is it never time to quit if you truly love it and believe in it? Or do you believe, listen, you try, you give it a run. If it's not working, there does come a time where you just have to cut the cord. Or are you a believer that if you just keep doing it, if you're persistent, if you show perseverance, whether it takes a year, 5, 10, or 20, you will figure it out. What is your mindset as an entrepreneur? When is the right time to quit?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a right time to quit, but I mean, if stuff is really, really not working out but you still want to do something else, like maybe have an alternate plan to do something else or start a new business. I've seen it before, you could start a new business and, you know, maybe it'd be a different avenue or something, or maybe your business that you started, you learned all this stuff and then you add it to the new business and then it progresses better because it's a brand new thing.
Yeah.
I think last year or the year before, somebody asked me like, oh, do you have an exit strategy? And I was like, no, I don't have an exit strategy. And then like, you know, this year, I got a mention in like Forbes. So like,
we saw that,
that's like, but what exit strategy?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why entrepreneurship is such like a complex. You got me?
All right, there you go.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was saying that's why entrepreneurship is such an interesting, complex, and such a compelling industry and journey is because so many people have different mindsets and perspectives, right? Like you'll hear one person say, if you have a plan B, plan A is never gonna work, right? Plan A has to be the only thing because if it is, you'll figure out a way to make it work. Other people say, have a plan B just in case that one doesn't work. But to your point, like, you know, you're still new in this game, I believe. I think you have a bright future. You've had the ability to work with pro athletes. You've been mentioned in major publications like Forbes magazine. You've had the ability to get some video content, social media content with the likes of people like Damon John. Like, you're on the right path. And I think that you're the kind of guy that if it takes another year, 3 or 5, I have a feeling you're going to ride this thing out. And when you do, I think you're going to have a great story to share with some other young versions of who you are, young Pauls when they're 18, 20, 21. Where can people find you, my man? I mean, we're going to cut this and edit this as soon as we can. Hopefully by next week, we will drop your name and all your links. But for those people that were kind enough to listen to your story in this interview today, where can people find you on social media?
Yeah. Before I say that, I want to say like when people start like, you know, writing out business plans, but then they don't actually like do it. I didn't really have like an official business plan. I just had it like all in my head.
Yeah.
I would say like, you like don't focus so much time on doing stuff like that because it's not a waste of time, but it's also you're not starting. So like you have to like start. I'd say just start whatever project you want to start. They can find me at PG Sports. My website's pg-sports.com. Don't have pgsports.com yet. Still trying to get that. And then, yeah, my personal is PCG7 if you want. And then anybody could DM me, or if you have any questions or anything, I always answer people.
I love it, man. Like I said, we're gonna share all your information. Hopefully we get a bunch of people on your end and on our end will be kind enough to listen to this podcast interview. I know I took a lot from it. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. I know that you said that you've kind of dove into some blogging a little bit here and there. We are going to try to reintroduce our blog site. It's kind of been stagnant and inactive for almost a year. But we wanted to reintroduce our tipyourcap.com, which is our blog site for our Digme brand, where we have passionate personalities share articles and tell a story in blog format. I want to put you on the spot. Would you be kind enough, if you have some time, to write us a blog article that we can share and be part of our reintroduction and start putting out some more blog content for our audience?
Yeah, definitely. I could do that.
All right, awesome. I'm going to follow up after this interview, and we'll see how quickly we can get a new article from my man, Paul Guarino from PG Sports. Paul, this was dope, man. I'm really, really, really happy that we were able to connect. Once again, D-Rock, if you are watching this, listening to this, if you see this in any way, you keep doing what you're doing too, because he's connecting a lot of fellow entrepreneurs on his social media space and in his community. And I think this is a great example of how people that don't know each other can connect and possibly build some long-lasting relationships. So, Paul, thank you so much. I'm hoping that we can do just that, build a relationship. Keep rooting for each other and stay in touch for a long time moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you having me on again.
Awesome, man. And stay safe, stay healthy, and wishing you and PG Sports all the best.
Yeah, you too.
All right, brother. Peace.
See ya.
See ya.
I don't know if it's ever the right time to quit. You have to start. You just have to start. You gotta love his commitment to his business and the courage he has shown to overcome his personal obstacles. Paul is the kind of guy we should all be tipping our caps to. And be sure to keep an eye out for his upcoming article on our Tip Your Cap blog site, where he will be contributing a personal piece in the coming weeks. For all of you Paul Guarino and PG Sports fans out there who may be interested in checking out our Digme brand, please use special promo code DIGMEPG20 at checkout to save 30% off your next Digme purchase. That's DIGMEPG20 at checkout and save 30% off when you bring home the guy in the tie. Sending a very special thank you to Paul Guarino for taking the time to come on the show and share his story. And a special thank you to all of you who continue to tune in each and every week to the Dig Your Dream podcast, the official podcast show of the guy in the tie. I'm your host, Ray Digme. Until next time, you know what you have to do. Go on. Get out there, tip your cap, and dig your dreams.